It is a Friday morning. It's 9 minutes to five, which means Liesel van der Veste is in the house. Hello, Liesel.
Good morning, Africa. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too. Beautiful weather outside, actually. It promises to be a very beautiful day. Spring is my favorite season in Cape Town, by the way.
We don't have a spring in Cape Town. It's gone same as Johannesburg. Johannesburg has hit a heat wave at the moment, and Cape Town is not close, well, not far behind.
Wait until January and then you'll appreciate the spring. I can't stand summer. Summer is just too hot. I become unbelievably lazy and non-productive. It's a good thing I do the show, right?
Yeah.
Because by 6 o'clock, it's like, okay, cool. That's it for the day.
It's too hot to train. We can't go out.
Nope. Speaking of training, we're going to be, reflecting on a couple of interesting and fascinating news that we found. Let's start with the training tips for US soldiers.
Well, that's an interesting one. And I'm so excited. They hadn't updated their training manual in about 8 years. And why I'm excited is they've added things like naps, mindfulness, yoga, meditation, and they've said to the soldiers, if you're tired, you have to have 5 minute, 10 minute, catch some cat naps in between. Because sometimes the soldiers are out there for 24 hours a day, in combat or in action or training or whatever it is that they're doing, and they're not getting time to rest. And we all know that rest is vital for our recovery. It's one of the most vital things. And they've added that in. So they've added napping in. I love the fact that they've added meditation, mindfulness, yes, yoga, all the things that.
Because you never associate that with soldiers, right? You don't think people who are holding guns, who are going into enemy territory to obviously go and fight for justice and democracy, being people who are going to sit there and go for however many minutes as they are being mindful and taking care of their spirit as well as their physical strength.
Absolutely. And we don't even realize what they see in combat and how that affects them, not just physically, but mentally as well. So that's been added in. And I love the fact, and I'm a big believer in trying to get a nap. I'm not a 10-minute napper.
Neither am I.
I'm terrible with them.
I need somebody to teach me how to nap and be effective with that nap. Exactly. Maybe we should, hey?
Yes.
Well, perhaps find one and interview them and ask what is the most effective way of getting a good and productive nap.
Because I can't do 5 minutes. I always end up sleeping for longer than necessary. Then I wake up groggy or it's close to bedtime and then I'm going to try and fall asleep again. But I'm glad they've brought that in, and that's really vital. I just wanted to mention that's also vital for every day. You don't have to be a US soldier. You don't have to be out in combat. It's vital for all of us just to be able to add that in, a catnap into our lives every day.
What are or walks? It really, I've been trying to figure out what that is code for, and I have no clue.
Consciously watching for small wonders as we walk around the world.
Oh, that's me.
So, oh, there's a pebble. Oh, there's a puppy.
Not quite
there's a beautiful flower. Anything that just gets you going, oh.
Amazing.
And a study shows that people who have a fresh look at objects and moments and vistas surrounding them feel more upbeat, feel more hopeful, as opposed to walkers who don't. And this was findings that came out recently, and it comes from the New York Times. And it's just a way to improve the way you think and feel while you exercise. And, you know, I'm a big fan of walking. We've spoken about it before, yeah. And I think this is a great one to and we don't do it consciously either. Especially in Cape Town, and having come back from Joburg, there's so many things that you pick up on your walk that you don't even notice. Little things along the way. Maybe the local cat or someone walking past, or just little elements that make your walk so much more spectacular.
I'm a great supporter of that. I've been accused of being a lazy walker by my friends because walk slowly. I'm always mindful that, you know what, there's a wonderful ocean to my left. Let me enjoy that ocean for as much as I can. There's an incredible mountain to my right. Let me enjoy that mountain as much as I can. Ooh, there's a cute baby who's
so
cycling with her parents.
So you already are walking.
I don't quite do pebbles yet. Flowers maybe, but not quite to the level of pebbles.
And little shells.
But I will always take a little bit longer getting to my destination because I really enjoy the process of walking and what I'm experiencing along the way.
Now you can tell them it's not lazy walking. It's all walking.
I like that indeed. What budget-friendly fitness secret do the British royalty use?
Prince Charles has a 12-minute fitness secret that costs $3. And it's an exercise based on the Royal Canadian Air Force exercise plan. And it's been passed through generations and generations. All the royal family work it out, even the sons, Prince William and Harry. And there's no gym equipment. It's a 12-minute exercise, and it's available actually on Amazon in a booklet format for $2.99. And it just gives their 12-minute exercise. It can be different things from sit-ups, jumping jacks, everything that gets done at a high-intensity level, but for only 12 minutes. But the other thing that he does, and it's quite funny because the Duchess of Cornwall has described him as a mountain goat because he loves walking.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, in a recent interview, she actually said he walks away from her and she has to double her stride to get to him. So
he's not an awe walker.
No, he just goes. Not at all. And I think it's just nice to see that he's quite active at his age and that he's still keeping up with the exercise regime. And I was quite interested to find this exercise plan, and the price had dropped during lockdown. It was $13 for this booklet and now it's $2.74 on Amazon, which is quite cheap for a workout plan of 12 minutes a day. So it's something fun, something different. It's always interesting to see what the Royals are doing, and there's a big fad to follow what they're doing in terms of fashion. So it'd be interested to see who's following it in terms of fitness.
Season 4 of The Crown is going to be released on the 15th of November, I think, on Netflix. And well, some of us are waiting quickly to find out what's happened, what happens next. It's the last season, by the way, where Olivia Colman, Helena Bonham Carter, this cast,
yes.
It's the last time that they'll be featured on The Crown. There'll be a whole new cast that will be announced for season 5 and season 6. And we already know that Imelda Staunton is going to be the new queen. She'll be playing the last two seasons of the queen in The Crown, which is going to be amazing. I mean, amazing. Anyway, what piece of fitness equipment has been recalled?
So a piece of exercise equipment from a bicycle called a Peloton bike. Now, a Peloton bike is a high-end Wi-Fi rigged stationary bicycle with a 22-inch touchscreen and a tablet. And you purchase it for almost under $2,000 plus a $39 a month membership for your cycling plan with the team. It does sound like about quite pricey. It just comes in at about 26,000 Rand in South Africa, but that's what you're paying for an exercise bike. For a high end, and they had to recall their pedals. So those are the clip-on pedals that you'll notice in a spinning class. Some people just do it on their with their normal sneakers, and other people have specialized cycling shoes that they cleat on or clip on. And they had to be recalled because these pedals were falling off, and they had to recall 27,000 pairs during lockdown because they'd received so many complaints and number of injuries from that. And I'd been in a normal spinning class about 2 years ago where the pedal did come off.
Wow.
And luckily nothing injured on my side, but someone else in the class also had the same thing, and not these bikes. But I'm glad that they're stepping up to the game and saying, listen, bring it back and let's fix it, especially if you're paying that price for a Peloton bike. And I've tried to find them in South Africa. It doesn't look like we have them here yet.
Good.
But for anyone that did import one or has one, just take note and just be careful.
Because I imagine if you are using the exercise bike, you'll be going at full blast, right? And then there the thing clips off. You potentially going to then harm your leg, your calf, your foot.
Cut yourself. People were complaining they had stitches. 5 people needed stitches. Some people other medical care. So yes, just be aware if you do have a Peloton bike. And with any stationary bike, whenever you're working out in a group spinning class, a ride class, a cycling class, always make sure that the pedals are, we never check it when we do our safety check on the bicycle, on a stationary bike, just for your own safety's sake, just do that. And this is a nice word of warning and a wake up call for anyone, even if you don't have a Peloton bike, just to make sure that you've set up your bike correctly, that everything's clipped in correctly, and that you are exercising safely.
Very good advice. Liesl, thank you very much. Thank you for catching us up with the world of fitness and news from around the world. Liesl will be back, of course, with us next week, Friday.